say, you're talking about somebody who isn't afraid now. You might say, well, she's not afraid now, but she...
Yeah, she probably will be.
Or talking about the past.
Oh, she used to be.
Sure.
Yeah.
What about the opposite of that? You might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now, because she...
She didn't used to be.
Sure. Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money lying around in plain view with the doors open, you'd say he's awfully...
That's stupid.
Okay.
Oh, he's, you know, trusty. Well, really, I'd say dumb. I mean, you know,
he's
you wouldn't
be careful about it. He's,
he's careless.
Sure. Okay. Say if I have a relative, I might say about her, well, there's really nothing wrong with so-and-so. It's just that every now and then she acts a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I have some of those, too. You don't really have to say anything else, right? I don't know. Depends on how, what
it is. Well, just odd.
I mean, mentally?
Eccentric, no, not necessarily. Peculiar behavior. A little unorthodox.
Yeah, weird, you know. A little spooky.
Would you ever use the word queer there? She acts a little queer.
Well, older people would, you know. Just like sometimes the boss will write a commercial here about the gay colors of this, that, and the other, you know.
Yes.
You know.
Right.
But peculiar. Queer, they call it queer. You know, boy, sure, queer.
But the words acquired a...
Yeah, they've acquired a nasty connotation now. You know, people don't use them anymore, you know.
Yeah, specifically homosexual.
Yeah, right, you know. Queer's a queer, I mean, you know. He could be unusual and not be a queer, but
right.
He couldn't be a queer and not be unusual, you know.
Somebody who makes up his mind and refuses to change it.
Hard-headed,
yeah.
Stubborn, bull-headed.
What about somebody you just can't joke with without
him
losing his temper? You say he's mighty.
Touchy.
Okay. And somebody like that who's about to lose his temper, you don't want him to. You say, well,
now
just...
Simmer down. Calm down.
Okay.
I don't think you can simmer down. That's like thawing up. I mean, you know, you got to, you know.
Right. Okay. Talking about a person being tired, an extreme case of it, you say, I am...
Wore out. Tuckered out. Petered out. Shot.
Right. Somebody you hear is in the hospital, you might say, well, that's funny. When was it he?
Got sick. Took ill.
Yeah. Say if you're going somewhere and you're not in any particular hurry to get there, you might say, we'll get there.
Sooner or later. You know, just moseying along, you mean? Taking it easy. After a while.
Ever hear people say bye and bye?
Yeah, not really. That's in songs mostly. Directly. We used to word directly.
Sure.
Don't worry about it. We'll get there directly. You know.
What about somebody who got very hot outside work and came into an air-conditioned room and then got chilled, so his eyes started watering, his nose, and you say he probably did what he's sort of sneezing on.
Took a chill.
Or you talk about the comma.
No, he's got a cold, you know.
Yeah.
He took a cold. And got laryngitis, sore throat.
You know, a little bit.
Hoarse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got a cough, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Hark.
Oh,
a hark, that's when you... that's harking.
Okay.
You know. My daddy used to do that a lot, still does. My mother was on the 10th floor of the Baptist Hospital in Memphis. I was about 10 years old, you know. And I kept, you know, she was laying there semi-conscious. She said, well, Daddy will be here in a little while. And I said, why? And she said, listen. I didn't hear it. And I said, well, she said, I just heard him harking. And sure enough, you know, she got up there and he got up there and she said, did I hear you harking before you got come in the building? He said, yeah, you know. I mean, Huffman trait, I guess. Yeah.
Toward the end of the day, I might say, well, I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
weary, tired, sleepy.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up.
Talking about somebody else who's sleeping, you might say, so-and-so's still in bed, better go...
Wake him up, yeah.
Okay. Say if there's some medicine next to your bed, your wife might come in and say, well, why haven't you...
Why aren't you taking it?